Jesus spoke to me in a dream, and I want to share this dream with you. I had a dream that I was at a place of work where I work, but it's not a place that I recognize in real life. In this dream, my boss came past me with trays laden with food. My boss had laid on catering for the workers for the previous Friday, and there was lots of food, but the people barely touched it. Nobody ate it. And he came past me carrying all these trays of food, and I said, "Can I help you carry that?" He put the trays down. There was also a trolley or a cart that he was carrying. I tried to pick it up. It was too heavy. So I took a few of these trays and I went out. But I went onto the streets. And I tried to hand this food out to people. But very few were interested. I remember there was one person came up to me and he tasted of the food and then he spat it out and he put it back into the tray. He just threw it back into the tray. I went around to somebody's house, a person whom I know who recently came to the Lord Jesus, and I left the trays there, and this person was so glad to accept these trays. And then I walked back to my place of work. But the road was full of mud. I had black trousers on. And my shoes and my trousers were full of mud as I headed back to my place of work. And then I woke up. And then I prayed. I said, "Lord, what is the meaning of this dream?" Dear friends, our Lord has prepared a table, the very best, for those who follow Him, for those who believe in Him, for those who say they are Christians. He is offering the very, very best, but they're just not interested in Him. They want to be saved. They say they are Christians, but they don't love Jesus. And He has prepared a feast, and they're just not interested. They're not touching it. They're looking for their own fun and pleasure. And Jesus has sent me out to go and hand out this food that is rejected by His children, to hand it out on the streets to people who are not believers. Some have accepted it. And this person that I dreamt that accepted the food with joy is somebody who came to Jesus recently with all her heart. Dear friends, I am sad. I've been witnessing constantly for more than 2 years, and very few people have truly come to Jesus that I know of. There were many arguers. But there are few whom I really know who truly follow Jesus. Many people know the Bible. But I know very few people who truly know Jesus. We cannot fool Jesus. Dear friends, I'm sad for this world. And the Lord is showing me that He's going to shake this world in a terrible way. Things have happened in this world. People are just not interested. There are disasters. There's this comet that is heading for Earth. It's going to strike with disastrous results. Doesn't matter what people say. Some are preparing. Governments are preparing for some elite to go and hide somewhere in bunkers or whatever. You can go on the internet. There's a lot of information and misinformation. And there's a lot of guessing. You know who really knows what is happening? You know who knows what is happening in the secret places? God Almighty. He knows everything. You cannot hide anything from Him. But nobody, or very few that I know of, are interested in listening to Jesus. Just going to Him and say, Lord, please guide me. Please show me what to do. Dear friends, we will not live forever. But the way that Christians and people are going on, they think that this life is eternity. And they're not interested in Jesus. If we're not interested in listening to Him right now, and if He's not real to us, what makes us think that we have any place with Him for eternity? I thank God that He woke me up, and severely so. He did not even rock my boat, He capsized it. He woke me up, and I got my priorities right. And that is why I can just say to you, dear friends, seek Jesus and ask from Him. Nobody has the answers. I don't. But Jesus Himself is the answer. He knows everything. People want to be entertained. I want a news story every day. But they don't want to listen to Jesus. He has prepared the utmost best, better than we can ever think or imagine. And we're not interested. Are you really interested in Jesus? Dear friends, I've said this many times, and I'm saying it again, that many people will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, I was a good Christian. And He will say to them, go away, I never knew you. If you do not follow Jesus every day, there is no way that you will go into heaven, dear friend. If your heart is not set on the kingdom of God, and on Christ, on getting to know Him, you don't have any place there. I pray, my friend, that you go and think about this before it is too late. Because there's coming a day when God will stop speaking. Right now He's speaking loud, and He's going to speak louder. For some people it will be too late. When disaster strikes, dear friend, many people are going to die. Many people are dying right now without Jesus. Some will take a fright and repent. Will you? We've got to make use of our opportunities while we still got them. I pray that many people wake up. But as Jesus said, very few will be saved. And they said to him, Lord, are those who are being saved few? He said, narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. If Jesus does not know you when you die, he will just say to you, go away, I never knew you. If you don't have time for him now, do you have any hope of entering heaven? What do you want to do there? My dear friend, may Jesus bless you.